And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers continue to comb the survivors and pull survivors from the rubble before they succumb to the cold, days after an earthquake tore through southern Turkey and war-ravaged Syria. The death toll climbed above 9,500 on Wednesday and was expressed to be further. The latest 2 days have brought dramatic increases, showing the number of us loud and poor. A process of efforts in some areas, particularly Turkey's hard-hit province of Hatay, and Syria's resident found a crying newborn still connected by the umbilical cord for her dead mother. U.S. President Joe Biden is exhorting Republicans in a State of the Union address to work with him to finish the job of rebuilding the economy and uniting the nation.
To my Republican friends, if we could work together the last Congress, there's no reason we can't work together and find consensus on important things in this Congress as well.
Biden also talked about democracy in the U.S. and says that it is, in fact, thriving.
2 years ago, democracy faced its greatest threats in the Civil War, and today, though bruised, our democracy remains unbowed and unbroken.
It was Biden's first speech to Congress since Republicans took control of the House during the midterm elections. The Navy has shifted to an all-underwater search for pieces of the massive Chinese spy balloon, a U.S. fighter jet shot down off the coast of South Carolina on Saturday. It is using sophisticated reconnaissance droids, dubbed the Kingfish and Swordfish, to scour the ocean. This is VOA News. Ukraine said Tuesday that the last 24 hours were the deadliest of the war so far. Russian troops, as Moscow pressed on with an intensifying winter assault in the east, bringing tens of thousands of freshly mobilized troops to the battlefield. We get details from Reuters' Zachary Goldman.
Ukraine increased its running tally of Russian military dead by 1,030 overnight. Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov was seen welcoming his German counterpart in Kyiv on Tuesday. German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius made the surprise trip a day after his government's Security Council approved the delivery of 178 Leopard 1 tanks to Ukraine. That decision comes atop Germany's choice last month to deliver the more modern Leopard 2 tanks to Kyiv.
That is Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says a long battle remains to fight inflation. AP's Ed Donahue with more.
The goal is to get inflation down to 2%.
We expect, you know, significant progress on inflation this year.
But Powell told the Economic Club of Washington,
the reality is we're going to react to the data.
Powell says if more jobs reports like the one last month or inflation data come in way above expectations, they may have to add on even more interest rate hikes.
There's been an expectation that it'll go away quickly and painlessly, and I don't think that's at all guaranteed.
The Fed has said it envisions a couple more increases before holding steady on interest rates through the end of the year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meanwhile, new clashes between protesters and security forces in southern Nigeria have left at least one person injured amid demonstrations against the cash shortage there. And it was caused by the West African nation's push to rapidly phase out its old currency. People on Tuesday attacked banks accused of not dispensing newly designed currency notes meant to replace those the old ones before a February 10th deadline. A new study finds that as glaciers melt and pour massive amounts of water into nearby lakes, some 15 million about people across the globe are living in the danger zone of a sudden and deadly outburst of flood. Tuesday's study says more than half of those living in the shadow of disaster called glacial lakes outburst floods. I'm Tommy McNeil.